Welcome to Polka Dotsie's Body Love Podcast, the podcast where we talk about all things health, fitness, and body positivity with your host, Chloe Pedley.
Alrighty, thank you so much for tuning in. I am talking to one of my heroes in the fitness industry, Michelle Wright from MishFit. Mish is the CEO and founder of MishFit Personal Training, specializing in providing safe exercise and education to pregnant and postnatal women. Using women's health physiotherapists, registered dietitians, MishFit provides a holistic approach to the recovery and rehabilitation of women in all stages of their lives. With a background in education, Mish regularly contributes to magazines and online sites and presents workshops educating women on pelvic floor awareness. Mish is also the creator of the Women's Health and Fitness Summit, which is going to be held in October in Melbourne this year. This event brings together world thought leaders to share education and networking in the women's health space. Mish, I could not be more excited to have you on the Polka Dotsie podcast. Welcome and thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Chloe, and thank you to everyone tuning in today.
This is absolutely exciting. Now, just to give you all a bit of a background as to why I'm so excited to be talking to Mish, Mish is basically the person who changed my philosophy towards training women. And she is a driving force in our industry. She is all about body positivity. She's all about looking after women's bodies. And what she's doing with the Women's Health and Fitness Summit is just incredible. So, Mish, could I get you to tell me a little bit about how the summit started and what it is and why it's so important that as trainers we attend?
Sure. And thank you, Chloe. I didn't realize that. That's a really lovely and kind thing to say. Thank you.
My pleasure.
You can probably hear my smile.
Absolutely.
Okay. So why did I start the Women's Health and Fitness Summit? Well, I tell you right from the start that I thought it was going to be a lot easier than what it was. having no event management background, it has been an incredible learning curve. But what inspired me was, it was in August 2014 was the first one, so it must have been the year before I was looking at, what I was going to choose for Phylex. Of course, I go there every year if I'm not presenting, and it costs a lot of money to go for the weekend, and at that stage it was it was in Melbourne for that year, but I was looking through and I couldn't believe that there was so very little for me to choose from for people working with women or women-specific training. There was just nothing. And I don't know, have you ever been to a Phylex, Chloe?
I haven't. I'm reasonably new to the health and fitness industry, so I haven't.
Right, okay. So it's the largest fitness convention in the Southern Hemisphere. It goes for 3 days, 4 if you take on the business day the day before. There's maybe 6 sessions each day, and in that session spot there might be around about 24 to 26 options. So we're looking at a lot of sessions to choose from. But when I did my tally of what I wanted to go to, there was just so very little. I didn't work in a traditional gym. I didn't take group fitness. I was really only about training women, and I was only interested in women in business and personal training. And by the time I took those factors into consideration, there was actually very little for me to choose from. Now, please don't read that I'm bagging Phylex, because it's an amazing event and I love going. I connect with so many people. But that was the inspiration. I thought, I'm sure I'm not the only person who feels this way. And so, on a whim, I hired a room at the Victoria Uni and asked some amazing people that I know, Marietta Mahani, Lisa Westlake. I asked Jen Dugard if she would come over and present. And then I took a punt on contacting Taryn Brumfitt at that stage. I'm sure you're well aware of who she is.
Definitely.
She hadn't produced her movie. She was still relatively unknown, but making big waves in body positivity. And I just thought, I want you. I cannot think of a better keynote speaker to say, I'm going to give, you know, I'm going to flip the bird to that whole idea that the fitness industry, we have to be, you know, wearing midriffs and lycra, and I'm not bagging any of that, but I am so sick of this one image of women in the fitness industry. I don't fit it. I know lots of other people, and I want to explore that concept. And with a bit of, I don't know, cheekiness and kindness on Taryn's side, she agreed to fly over and present in a fairly small event. She gave me a significant bargain and told me it wasn't going to tell anyone, but I'm sure 4 years from now she'll forgive me for mentioning that. but that's how it started. And a couple of things, like there are some people, so you might know Jodi Arnott from the Moderation Movement.
Mm-hmm.
So she told me that she came along to that event, that kick-started basically the Moderation Movement. So, you know, and it was just such an amazing event. If I could bottle the feeling of that day, it was magic. Now, don't think the others haven't had that same magic. They have, but it was enough for me to think, this is needed. And someone gave me a hug at the end and whispered in my ear, thank you, I found my tribe. And I just knew then that that this was needed. No one else was doing it, but it needed to be there. And so that's the very humble beginnings. From there, obviously, we've moved to a bigger venue and expanded it out, and it's been really, really hard work. And it was quite a difficult transition to going to the next year and losing a lot of money and putting myself into, you know, really a lot of financial strife over it. But still, I'm still here and still doing it because I know this is really, really needed, and I can't not do it.
I am absolutely awestruck. Because this is the thing. You are hitting the nail on the head so clearly. Women's fitness and women's health needs a spotlight shined on it. And if you've got a few seconds to maybe talk about why we need that spotlight shined on it and why the summit is so important and how it's different to Phylex and other conventions that are out there, I'd love to get your thoughts and your opinions and your knowledge on that.
Sure. Well, I actually do a presentation and it's called Feminism and Fitness. And when I explain this, a lot of people just say, oh, I've never thought about that. I've never thought about that. I understand now. And the whole synopsis is that, and why we need to shine a spotlight on women's health and women's training and women in fitness and women's health, is that everyone in the fitness industry got qualifications, and those qualifications came from research that have, you know, researched into ideal training methods and, you know, technique, et cetera, et cetera. And we've all learnt those. But if we go back right to the origins of that and look at what that research, who that research was done on, it was done on young, fit men. Now, I'm not saying that ever that women can't train like men, but there are some fairly significant oversights. First of all, we have an anatomy difference. We have another opening at the base of our pelvis that does not have a sphincter muscle. So that means that we have to understand intra-abdominal pressure, and we have to understand that pelvic floor will play a much more significant role in our training than for men. Not that they are immune from pelvic floor dysfunction or harm, but, you know, when we stack on some other contributing factors like hypermobility, pregnancy, childbirth, menopause, changes of hormones, all those factors impact. So there's number one, we have a really significant anatomical difference. The second one is that 85% of women have children, and of those, a significant amount experience DRAM or diastasis, or the splitting of the abdominal muscles. If this is not checked for, there's no way, it doesn't matter how much core training you do, whatever you do, if that core unit is not functioning, and it's going to be very difficult to function if there's a split in those front abdominal muscles, then there is going to be dysfunction, which is usually pain or pelvic floor dysfunction. So this needs to be checked, and routinely, on all postnatal women, not just 6 weeks post birth. And if the split is more than 2 centimeters wider, it needs to be continued to be checked all the way through until it's healed up, or that core unit is back functioning really well again. So, you know, there's lots of things to do around that, but that's a really basic synopsis of it. And the third difference that we have from men, and what we have to take in consideration when we think about our training, is that we have hormonal changes. Men are very linear in their hormonal status, but for us, we have significant hormonal changes within the month, and then significant hormonal changes due to our life events. So pregnancy, postnatal, pregnancy, postnatal, pregnancy, postnatal, perimenopause, menopause, postmenopause. So those are fairly significant hormone changes, and they all play and have an impact on our training. So if I use myself for an example, I suffer from hypermobility. So just before I menstruate, I have a lot of relaxin going through. I can truly pretzel myself. However, that is not a good place for me to be in. I'm at risk of injury at this specific time. So I need to pull back. So I will not listen to anyone telling me you need to go hard, because I know I'm an injury waiting to happen. I have to pull back and really listen to my body. But you know, in about 14 days' time, I can up my weights, I can go that bit harder, you know, so I have to work within my cycle as well as within my life cycle as well. So those are three significant differences. And what I like to say to people is the best thing is it's not rocket science. It is absolutely not rocket science. Any trainer, man or woman, anyone can learn this. And what it can do is just put a pair of like sunglasses on top of your training, and you start to see the world just in a different shade, and understand how to work with women, and understand why they need to have different training from what you just presume works for everybody.
Which, considering that in our textbooks and in our qualifications, we are only given maybe 2 to 3 lines of how hormones impact women's training and how pregnancy impacts women's training. And the most that we get taught in our qualification is basically don't let pregnant women's heart rate get too high. Don't let their, you know, perceived rate of exertion exceed 7. And that's it. That's all we get taught.
Yeah, and that's a real problem, obviously, around the pregnancy information being so scant. But also, you're only pregnant for such a short time, but you're postnatal for a very long time, and your body takes, there's a lot that can and should be done in that time. And I think it's that thought that, well, they're not pregnant, so I can go back to training, you know, them how they were, how I trained these women pre-pregnancy, or even for women themselves, I can go back to that sort of training, when it really, it just isn't suitable, not right away. And it just, yeah, it a lot more understanding needs to be given.
And that's, again, as you iterated earlier on in the piece, it's not to say that women can't train and they can't train hard and they can't achieve amazing things. It's just that we need to approach it with consciousness and awareness of our bodies and how they're moving.
That's right. And I think a lot of women, like, hearing this will understand, or trainers as well, like, oh, it just kind of makes sense now. We're trying to push women's bodies like square pegs into round holes and they're not fitting, and somehow they're to blame for it.
That resonates so much. And we wonder why we're injured, and we wonder why we suffer from incontinence, and we wonder why we're so sore and damaged, and it feels difficult to even get back into our routine exercises after we've had children or as our cycles fluctuate. So you've brought together some amazing presenters for the summit, and there's some incredible topics being spoken about. Do you want to share a little bit about what trainers and even women who are interested in women's fitness and their own health and fitness can expect to hear?
Sure. Well, just first of all, I have to remind the listeners that I'm sure, that the Women's Health and Fitness Summit is not just for women. It is for anyone who trains and works with women in a holistic fashion. So, so it's certainly open to men. We do have a couple of, conventions or events around the world. There's one in England, there's one in America, Girls Gone Strong and Women on Fire. They're both for women only. This is quite different in the fact that I say, if you serve women, you should be there. So we do have some amazing presenters. It's really hard to know where to start, but possibly you talked about Alex Lopez. She's coming along, and I know you know her. She is presenting the latest research on DRAM, on diastasis, and pelvic girdle pain. So I am super excited about that one. Especially, I'm always keen to learn something new. I can never profess to know it all. I'm only, each time learning more and putting more tricks into my tool belt as a trainer. So that's really exciting. We have Hayley Shevner coming over from the US, and last year we did the first TRX and the first indoor cycle class just for women. I contacted the trainers and said, I want you to do it just for women. And both of them said, I have never been asked and I'm so excited to do it. So I did the same thing with kettlebells and said, would you be prepared to do a women's only? Like, how do you work with women with kettlebells? And Hayley was just so excited to do that. And I don't know if you know her on Facebook. She's amazing. You'll love her.
Absolutely.
Jessica Drummond's also coming over from the US, and she's really, really unique in the fact that she was a physiotherapist, then became a women's health physiotherapist, and now has just finished her doctorate in nutrition. And her area of expertise is looking at how nutrition can impact on things such as prolapse and perimenopause and menopausal issues. So, and with Jessica and a few others who have presented either this year or in the past at the Women's Health and Fitness Summit, when you're looking at nutritionists or dietitians or women's health physiotherapists or people who are really specialized, there are very few people within that subset who create education for fitness professionals. And so she is one of them. So she has qualifications for fitness professionals. So instead of going to listen to someone and then trying to take parts of it away and say, I think this is what I should be doing, she is research-based. The education is for fitness professionals to work with their clients. So just scope of practice, all of that sort of stuff is really nailed, which I love. Robin Kerr, she presented 2 years ago. When she presented 2 years ago, she blew my mind and did stuff that I still work. It's influenced my work today. She is, I think, maybe Australia's best kept secrets in terms of her research, but also her ability to have no ego and to deliver stuff. She is very passionate about fitness professionals learning and doing the best they can. And she's co-presenting with Anthony, and that will be very, very interesting, and it may get some backs up, but that's okay. I love a bit of if we all believe the same thing or mm-hmm. never challenge ourselves, we're never learning. So I welcome that. We have Dr. Janet Hall talking about the elusive orgasm, and I know that you are very passionate about this too. It's another area of women's health that's constantly overlooked, and that's our sexuality. So
absolutely.
I put a line in the sand and said every year we will have something dedicated to this, because we need to start making people feel comfortable with learning more about it to start with.
Absolutely. You know. Absolutely. I couldn't agree more.
Yeah. And I'm sure I know I've missed out people, which is terrible, but I'll be talking all day, but I've got a couple of things. So on Sunday, I'm really excited. Clementine Ford is going to be presenting. And then we are finishing off with Nikki Hanley, who is the most amazingly beautiful woman, and she's doing disco yoga.
Oh, my goodness.
With a DJ, think DJ, think George Michael, think Madonna, and come dress. So Sunday is wear your active wear. And if you can, 80s inspired active wear. So we've got a bit of a fun Sunday.
G-string leotards optional?
Yeah, no, they are not optional. They are a given.
Compulsory.
Yep. So hunt around, find them in your either in the bottom of your active wear drawer or
your mom's.
Or the local lock shop. I don't know, but there's going to be lots of fun. And I think when you talk about events, you know, I go to a lot of fitness events, and having an event that has magic, you know, and you can hang out with the presenters, because the presenters don't scurry off to be in their hotel room. They are there. They are soaking it up. So it's a really intimate, even though we're getting bigger each year, it is still an intimate event, and it feels intimate.
And if all of that is not enough to convince the fitness professionals to go ahead, buy their tickets, get their butts along to what is looking to be an absolutely incredible weekend, you also offer CECs.
Yes, yes. Oh, so they're just coming through at the moment. But I will confirm to you how many. In the years past, we've had six, but my PA said that she thinks we might be getting 11, but I will confirm that as soon as Fitness Australia sorted out. It's a bit of a nightmare, process to go through, but absolutely there'll be CCs. And then if you're with Physical Activity Australia, once I get the CCs from Fitness Australia, Physical Activity Australia will give PDPs. And also if you're in New Zealand, then Exercise New Zealand will convert that as well. So, and also from there we'll go to ESSA. So if you're an exercise physiologist, you'll be getting your professional development points for coming as well.
And of course, this is already recognised on FitRec. It's up there. You've had a bit of profiling done up there.
Right.
So you're ticking all
FitRec.
Of
yep. Yeah, FitRec's been amazing in supporting the event. So, yeah. And then just, I don't know if you saw, but we have this 30 prizes in 30 days. So if you buy, first of all, I'd say get onto the newsletter. because we're having the newsletter, you get to know what the prizes are for the next 7 days. And basically, if you're the first person to buy your ticket on that day, you win the prize and you pick it up when you come along to the event. We've got some great prizes there as well.
So there's literally no excuses, none whatsoever, as to why you wouldn't be there. To all of my listeners who have any interest in being a woman in fitness or being a trainer of women in fitness, you just have to get along to this. It's such an amazing and needed event for all of us. We need this.
Absolutely. And I know I get contacted by a lot of fitness professionals wanting to work with me, or you know asking me where shall I learn now, and there isn't a lot of really quality education available. And if it is, it's hit and miss when it's run, you know, and because we're a big country, it's, you know, it's really difficult. But this has it all in one spot. And not only the education, a big part of why I created this event is that it's the environment in which you can create the relationships with other health professionals. So if you're a women's health physiotherapist, it's a great place to find the fitness professional near you that is on board, because if they're coming to the event, they are investing in women's health, and they have they either know or they have a desire to learn, and they understand that there is a difference and they are on that track. So, you know, women's health physiotherapists, other health professionals are going there looking for the fitness professionals that are near them. And part of what we'll be doing is, you know, connecting people so that geographically you can start to create your own wellness team to be a better trainer for your client,
which is so important. I cannot stress that enough. Having people that you can refer out to and who can refer back to you and who you can support your clients with, it's life-changing for your clients and it's life-changing for you. So I don't know, you can hear my smile now. I'm getting all excited.
Yeah, it's going to be great. It's going to be really, really great. I'm excited.
So I'm definitely going to include the links to the Women's Health and Fitness Summit in the podcast description. But just in case people are listening on iTunes or for whatever reason haven't clicked and found things, how can we get in contact with you, Mish, and how can people buy their tickets?
Sure. So the website is www.womenshealthandfitnesssummit. So that's three S's at the end there, fitnesssummit.com.au, and /register will get you to the register page to see the prices and the options. We also have two pre-summits. So Anthony Lowe is doing a pre-summit in Melbourne, St. Paran, the day before, and he works a lot with CrossFit, so works with trainers who work with women who really want to lift heavy. So he ran that last year. He's great. He's a really great presenter. And then Jessica Drummond is also doing a whole day pre-summit, which I am really, really hoping. I always say this every year and then I'm like too busy, but I'm really hoping that I can get to, because this woman, it's her first time to Australia. She's not so well known, I don't think, in Australia. However, she is massively known around the world and her work is amazing. So I want to soak up as much as I can from her personally and professionally. So, you know, we are all going to be hopefully perimenopausal or menopausal in our lives, and having that knowledge that we can use for ourselves, because as you well know, being a trainer, you give your life is and your work life is about giving. So it's really important, and this event is about filling up your love tanks. We give to you and we empower you so that you can feel, you know, you've got that well is refilled. And that's really, really important to me.
I think that's absolutely beautiful. I can't stress enough, if you're listening to this, just go and get your tickets and come along, and hopefully I will see you there, because I'm scrabbling to get myself there as well. And I think it's going to be an absolutely amazing day. The presenters, I've sat at the feet of a couple of them, and this is an incredibly exciting event, Mish. So
it is. And I keep thinking about all the things I haven't told you about, but, you know, I can't tell you everything. But also, if it is difficult for the funds, even though I actually think it's very, very, you know, we have tried to get it as cheap as possible. It does include all your food over the 2 days as well. You know, it is a beautiful venue that we have access to. I don't want it to be in some grotty place. That's not going to bode well when we talk about filling up your well. So, you know, but also there is the opportunity to pay it off as well. So when you go to your options, you can make a part payment. So if that helps people, then that's great. Or the other thing, we will be calling out for volunteers closer to the time. So so if you want to volunteer for the event, that will be an option.
It's incredibly generous, all of the options there. So I think, as I say, you're doing a beautiful thing. This is something that's well worth investing for from a professional development perspective. And find a way.
Find a way. I think if you work with women, it's not, you also want to be seen to be there, because that means that you are, you know, that top percent who are finding out about how to work with women.
Definitely. Providing the best service that we can provide, and changing this industry to make it healthier, safer, and more inclusive for, you know, 52% of the population.
Yeah, and we did talk offline about this, that Chloe mentioned to me that she felt that there was a real resurgence, or not resurgence, that's the wrong word, because it's never been there, but a demand for this information, not just from fitness professionals, but from our clients, from the public, who are now waking up and saying, you know, what qualifications do you have to train me in this part of my life as a woman?
Yep.
Yeah. And so, you know, that's driving a demand, I believe, for fitness professionals to upskill.
I think this will definitely be something that we would consider to be the minimum standard of care as certified trainers. And I mean, I'm pushing to see the industry move in that direction. I know that there are amazing people who are also pushing that. And, you know, Mish, you're one of the driving forces in this. So, as I say, I mean, you can't see me at the moment, but I'm down on my knees going, wee.
It's an exciting time. It's a really exciting time. So, yeah.
And there's absolutely no questions. I could keep you on this podcast and I could pick your brains on so many things for so long, but I really wanted to keep that focus on the summit, and I really wanted to stress the importance of trainers and people who work with women to come along. And you don't even have to be a trainer, I'd say. I think if you go in as a consumer.
Yeah, absolutely.
So empowering. So
absolutely.
Thank you so very, very much for your time. I can't tell you how much I appreciate it. I can't tell you how much I love what you're doing in the industry and all of the projects that you've got up in the air at the moment. I think you're doing fantastic things. So,
thank you, Chloe. Thank you for the time, and thank you for listening, everyone out there.
I think they're going to come away from this with a little bit of a nugget of information, feeling a little bit more empowered, a little bit inspired, and hopefully pulling out their credit cards and getting themselves down there and just investing in themselves as trainers, because it's so important.
It is. Thank you very much, Chloe.
My pleasure, Mish.